Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we're joined by Florence Schelling, the third finalist for the 2012 Paddy Kazmaier Memorial Award. Florence is a senior goaltender at the Northeastern University in Boston. Florence, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, hey, let me ask you, first off, congratulations on being named a finalist for the Paddy Kazmaier. Where were you when you received news that you were going to be in line for this prestigious award?
Well, I was actually in Montreal, and I was at home, and I got the phone call. I was like, who's calling me from this number? And when I picked up, it was someone from USA Hockey. I was like, oh, my God, this is a dream come true.
Well, that's awesome. Is your season over now?
Yes, it is over, unfortunately.
Oh. So when did it end, and how did it end?
It ended last Saturday in the semifinal of the Hockey East tournament against Providence. We unfortunately lost to them 2-0, and that's how my season ended.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But I would imagine hockey for you is not over for the year, is it?
No, it's definitely not over. I have kind of a month of a break right now until I'm going to be leaving for a world championship. But, yeah, hockey's not over yet, so I'm really looking forward to world championships.
Yeah, can you just talk a little bit about the world championships? I know that you've played in them before, haven't you?
Yeah, I've played a few world championships before, so it's the same thing basically every year. I'm super excited that this year it's going to be in the U.S., so that's something I'm really excited. I don't have to travel too far, and I'm excited to play the new style that we're playing at the tournament, where we're going to play against like the three other the worst teams. So it should be good. I'm excited.
Wow, I bet. Now you were also a member of the Swiss Olympic team, weren't you?
Yes, that's right.
What year was that?
The first time I went was in 2006 in Torino, Italy, and the second time was in Vancouver, Canada, in 2010.
Well, that's fantastic. And can you just talk a little bit about how Swiss hockey is coming along on the women's side? I know that a couple of years ago you had a pretty good showing. I think you finished fourth in one of the world championships. How far along is Swiss hockey coming?
You know, we've come a very long way, but we're still not as advanced as Hockey Canada or USA Hockey is. We don't have the opportunity, we don't have the money that we should have to be able to participate at such a high level than Canada and the U.S. But because, we don't have that much money and everything, we don't have many camps, so we don't have time to develop. We don't have time to develop individually as well as a team. But on the other hand, we're still doing pretty well. Obviously not against the U.S. or against Canada, but we're fighting our way through. We're having good chances against Sweden and Finland, and then we're, against Russia, we're always either they win or we win. It's really close games all the time.
Well, that's great. What do you? So it's just a question of money in terms of supporting the growth of female hockey.
Yeah, in my opinion, it is definitely about the money in Switzerland, because we don't have a developed women's hockey league like we do here in the U.S. with Division I college hockey, high school hockey, and everything. Girls at the younger age, they have to play guys hockey, which isn't bad, but it's not the same than what we're used to, what people are used to in the U.S. and Canada. And then at a later age, they have to switch because they're not allowed to play guys hockey anymore. And then that's where the women's hockey league comes into play. But this isn't a really developed league. There's only a few teams, and the best players are are on like two teams. So they're like the two main teams, they're like killing the other teams. So it isn't like really fun to play in that league either. And then as of the national team, we only have like a few camps a year of like a couple of days, and this is not going to help us to like develop.
Right, absolutely. Well, I know that the IIHF a couple of years ago said that they were going to support put more money into the growth of women's game around the world. Do you think that that's a good start for to help improve the overall quality?
I believe this is definitely a good start. They even this year they started with the IIHF development camps. Like we had one in August in Finland, where like the best teams attended and everything, which is great for us. But then on the other hand, we didn't have enough money to stay there longer, so we literally just flew there for like the actual league games and then had to fly back because we just didn't have the money to stay there longer to practice more and so forth. But in my opinion, it is definitely a start.
Great. When you decided to come over to the United States, when was that, and was that the reason why you decided to come to Northeastern, was just to get not only an education but to help advance your hockey?
Well, as a goalie, the situation in Switzerland is a little different. Like, as a women's goalie, I was able to stay in that guy's hockey team until basically I left to come here, which was in 2008. For me, it was just like, what do you call it? It was a decision for me because of school. Because back home, I just finished high school. And so I was like, I want to keep going. I want to go to university. But then on the other hand, I wouldn't have been able to play at the same level with the guys' team that I played with. So at the World Championship in 2007 in Winnipeg, after that World Championship, I got a few calls from, like, coaches that were interested in me. So that's basically how I ended up coming to the U.S. to not only develop myself as a hockey player, but also mainly because of school as well.
And I understand you are a business major?
Yes, that's right.
And what do you have any plans for the future? What would you like to do, or what kind of business would you like to pursue?
I'm pretty open about that. Like, I'm a business major. I have three different concentrations, so I study like pretty broad basic of business. So basically, like, I'm really open to go into anything. I actually just got a 6-month internship for next year at Molson in Montreal, so I'm like really excited.
Wow, that's great. Fantastic. So, hey, when you're playing against the Americans or the Canadians, I imagine you see a lot of shots. As a goalie, do you like that when there's a lot of action in front of you?
Yes, I keep saying that over and over again. Those are like literally the games I love the most, because there's no time for me to like drift off in my thoughts during a game. There's shot after shot. There's the game is in our zone at like, say, like 95% of the game. So this is like literally, it's a game where I'm like really into it, and this is what I really like.
I can imagine, especially I'm sure as a competitive person, you want to test yourself against the best players in the world.
Yes, that's right.
That's great. Well, hey, just getting back to Northeastern, what was it about Northeastern that made you choose them? You said that you had some interest from several schools. What was it about Northeastern and that made you pick them?
I'm in Switzerland. I'm from the city, so that was like my first thing that I wanted to be in. I was like, if I go to college in the U.S., I want to be in a city. So Boston is like a really nice city. It's like it isn't like too far away from home when I have to fly back home and everything. And then like the second thing was school. Like, how good was the school? school, and Northeastern has this co-op program.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I absolutely loved about the school. I was like, if I can do that, this is like, this will be huge. And that's like what I'm doing next year with Molson too. I'm doing one of my co-ops. So that, this is basically a reason why I chose Northeastern. My decision wasn't about hockey at all. I didn't consider any schools on how good their hockey program was. For me, it was like literally school is the most important. And then everything besides school is what I can influence with my game. So I knew at the time when I came to Northeastern, the program wasn't that great. It hasn't been very successful in the past few years. So I was like, if I'm coming there, there's a possibility for me to make a difference. And I guess that's what I did to some extent, too. So.
Well, that's fantastic. And I guess, like you were saying earlier, that that your season ended last weekend, so obviously that's always kind of a disappointment when the season comes to an end. Getting the notice about the Kazmaier, did that kind of take a little bit of the sting away from that?
Yes, that definitely did. Like, literally right after game on Saturday, one of my first thoughts was like, literally, I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to make the top three for Patty Kazmaier. Just because, like, we lost in the semifinal, there's no way to for me to, like, show myself again and everything. So I was really disappointed. But then on the other hand, I was like, it already made my day when I got the phone call because I really didn't expect it anymore.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, anyway, I want to thank you again for taking the time to talk to us today, and I want to wish you good luck when you lead Switzerland at the 2012 IIHF Women's World Championships. It'll be fun to watch you play.
Thank you very much.
Great. Well, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Make sure you stick around next week when we'll have more news from around the hockey world.